Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to go into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful, so don't hesitate to go back and make that connection. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time to chime right on in. I want to encourage you to grab your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, your desktops, your laptops, whatever it is that you need to capture notes. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, the question is raised, How does your heart affect your vision? How does your heart affect your vision? Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, a fax, an email. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. In advance, we extend our sincere, heartfelt thanks for your support in expanding our outreach and for your loyal, faithful support as listeners each week of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Time to shape up and win. And the question raised again is, do you know how your heart affects your vision? I have several questions that I want you to ponder on this Martin Luther King Day, this MLK Day. And I have a quote, actually, that I want to share with you from Martin Luther King, because I feel like this quote is so key and it connects so well with today's topic. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Life's most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And when I think about what you are doing for others, it brings me to today's question here on Motivational Mondays that we're processing around as it relates to your heart. And, of course, I'm not speaking of the heart, the muscle in your body that pumps blood through your system. I'm asking you to a greater degree of understanding and recognition of, what are you passionate about? What are you passionate about? What do you have a powerful, compelling emotion, feeling of love, feeling of hate for in your life? What do you have a strong, powerful, compelling feeling and emotion about? Because it is in that you tap into what Dr. Martin Luther King was saying, that it's important for us to recognize what we are doing for others. And in this identification of what we're doing for others, we have to first tap into what makes our heart sing. When we're talking about heart, we're talking about, what is it that I am most passionate about? What is it that I have such a strong, compelling emotion for? On a fun note, I want to share with you, as we're talking about our heart and this passion base, again, not the muscle that pumps blood through our system, but when we're talking about heart, we're talking about, what is it that you are passionate about? What is it that you have a strong, compelling emotion, feeling about? What is it that you love? What is it that you hate? And in that hate, you say, gosh, I got to do something about that issue because it really concerns me. You see, Coach Adams is extremely passionate about the discovery of purpose. I believe that this is a part of the assignment why I was placed on them, to assist others in making that connection with their purpose, tapping into, unearthing, discovering their passion, so that they can make a contribute. They can make a contribution and contribute to the lives of others. And in what they're doing, you're now doing something for others because you've tapped into that passion base. Many of you that are regular listeners know that I serve a Christian-based organization called Christian Business Ministries and support my founders, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, with their vision for Vertical Leap and Boss the Movement. And I share that with you as we're discussing passion and our heart, because we just came out of Vertical Leap this week. And as a matter of fact, I had an extended training today. And the one thing that stood out to me is that a number of the participants shared with us as a team that they felt the passion of our assignment, that they could feel that each and every one of us and all of us that serve are business owners in our own right, all of us that serve, none of us are hirelings. We do it because of our passion for the ministry, our passion for the vision, our passion for the mission in which our founders and our mentors, Al and Hattie, stand for. I share that with you because it is important for each and every one of us to tap into that which makes our heart sing. Because that, in turn, is now your contribution to others. And that is, and I believe, and I share this with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that life's most persistent and urgent question is truly, what are you doing for others? Because our lives were not created just for us to live and reside here on earth, to take and to suck away the life of others, but rather to give, to blow into the lives of others. And so if we do not find that which we are passionate about, if we don't make that connection with what makes our heart sing, we will not live a life that is fulfilled. You know, when I think about my journey, wow, I think it's been 13 years now, whatever it has been, so often time flies so quickly, I lose track of time. But I was sharing with someone that there is no greater joy for Coach Adams than living life on purpose and doing and fulfilling the assignment that I was called to do. And that is what I desire for each and every one of you. Are you doing what you are passionate about? Because if you're not doing what you're passionate about, when the money is not there, and there will be seasons when it won't, when the people are not there rallying in your corner and supporting you, and there will be seasons when they won't, when others won't appreciate and understand your vision and all of what you have to offer, and there'll be seasons when they won't. Are you so passionate about your vision, your business, your dream, your goals, your assignment, whatever that looks like, however you want to phrase it? Are you passionate? Will you fully commit against all odds? You know, last week on our broadcast, we spoke about, because we've been in our Shake series as we are preparing for our January 28th Shape Up and Win 4 Hours of Power Win Shop with Coach Adams. And so we've been giving you a little taste of the SHAPE, the acronym. And last week We got into the dynamics around strategies. And I want to remind us that our strategies is that blueprint. Our strategies are the roadmap to our goals and what have you. But all of this is driven by what am I passionate about? When I'm able to envision my vision, meaning that I can see it clearly with great clarity. You know, I had the opportunity to speak with someone, and they were sharing a great testimony to me this weekend, or with me, I should. In short, they were sharing that God dropped some very specific details in their heart about their vision. And they began to pray in that direction. And so they were praying in that direction for the specific details that they saw. Again, we're talking about envisioning in this moment as it relates to our passion. We have to be able to see every detail, the fabric of the details associated with our vision, and tap into that, unleash, unearth, release our passion around what we envision. And so they were sharing with me, and I trust that you're tracking with me, they were sharing with me these details, and they began to pray and seek God around these details. And in short, when there was the manifestation of the details that God dropped in their heart, in their spirit, that they were able to see, they went to the other person and they said, you know, I want to get some insight from you, because they were trying to determine these details that God gave me, was that confirmed in them without saying, did God give it to you? And what I found so wonderfully profound is that that individual confirmed the vision that they envisioned, what was given to them, the very details of that. And see, they were very passionate about this pursuit around what they were able to envision. And I want to challenge you that if you feel like your passion is lessening for your vision, evaluate the details. Do you truly see it clearly from start to finish? You know, Stephen Covey, and I think there's great wisdom in the 7 habits of highly effective people. Stephen Covey shares and says that we need to begin with the end in mind. And so whenever we start a journey, we begin with the end in mind so that we can truly see it, because now I become passionate around what I can see. You know, 4 Hours of Power coming up at the end of this month, January the 28th, advanced registration is only open until the 21st, this Saturday. If you don't have yours cured and you want to benefit from advanced registration, you need to do that before or by Saturday. In order to do that, you would visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. I share that with you because when I start each shape journey, each of the Windshop Shape Up journeys, I begin with the end in mind. I'm clear on the space. I see the very faces sitting in the audience. Yes, granted, I have a few under my belt now, so I have some touchstones, some experiences to connect back to. But in spite of the very first one, I didn't have a touchstone. All I had was this image on the inside. But I grew passionate. Again, we're talking about our heart as it relates to our vision, which equates to our passion. Are you passionate about your vision. Because one of the things that I'm learning as a coach is that there will be seasons when people will rally in your corner, be supportive, woohoo, I'm all for you. There will be seasons that life happens for them. They're moving into the direction of their vision, dream. Doesn't mean that they don't know, that they no longer love you and care about you and your vision, but they're consumed by their own stuff. And so they're no longer present. And if you are counting on someone else's passion to continuously ignite your flame for your path, for your vision, and keep you passionate, you're going to miss it. Your passion is going to dwindle. And you have to step back and say, wow, well, I thought I was passionate about this. Because when you have that strong, compelling emotion, that strong, compelling feeling for something, it is powerful. That fire is burning. There's such an igniting of a flame that even if it dwindles a little bit, when somebody starts speaking about your vision, it gets you excited because of that passion. If you are not passionate about a specific area or endeavor or, you know, area of focus and endeavor that you are undergoing, you may want to step back and say, you know, is this truly my assignment? And I say that because, as we discussed earlier in the broadcast, there will be seasons where the money may not be there. It may shift. There will be seasons where all of the support that you once had, you won't have. There will be seasons when people will cause you to doubt your vision. And if you're not passionate enough about that, you may begin to doubt and to question. And that's why we're talking about doing our own heart check today on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, with your master motivator and empowerment coach, Coach Adam. So this process of understanding my passion is key, because the passion on the inside is the fuel that will continue to allow the flame to burn for my vision. When those haters are saying, you can't, when those haters are saying, I don't think so, when those haters are saying, whatever they may be saying, there's always going to be the naysayers. If you are passionate, if your heart is in that passionate place, you have that strong, compelling feeling and emotion for your vision. People can do things, but yet you're like, okay, moving on, next. You're not the one, next. You know, I had one that truly loves me and wants the very best for me say, you know, Coach Adams, I think you might want to reschedule your 4 hours of power. And I said, you know what? I understand your point of view. I'm moving forward. Why? Because I know the importance of persisting. And see, when you're passionate about something, despite what you can see on the outside, on the surface, you will persist until, and that passion is the fuel that continues that flame burning for you, that gives you the energy that you need to continue to move forward. Even when, quote unquote, the numbers are not there, even when you start to say, is this what I should do? I want to encourage you to stay consistent. Consistency is key in success. Consistency and discipline. I saw a video, a Facebook video posting of Denzel Washington. I believe those are the very two things that he indicated were key in one's success: being consistent and disciplined. You know, it's easy to start something, but many of us will start something, and when it gets tough, we don't have the discipline to persist. And that's lacking because our passion is lacking. There's been some brokenness in our heart condition that we haven't addressed, whatever it is. Sometimes we need to do a bypass and allow there to be some repair work around our vision so that we realign and get to that place, tap back into that place of passion, reignite that fuel. Oftentimes we have to design and redesign. We have to reevaluate. We have to step back. We have to continuously check in, make assessments. All of that is so that we can increase our passion base for our vision to move to the next level. Life is about seasons, and what is required of us each season is different from one season to the next. One season, your call may be that you're just needing to launch out, and you've launched out, woo, with all this fire and passion. Woo, I did it. The next season may be batten down the hatches, because you're in the midst of some storms. And you batten down those hatches and you continue to stand in the midst of the storm. You move from the, woo, we've launched, and now the trials and the challenges and the tribulations come. All of this, each season that we're in, the determining factor around it all is what the condition of your heart associated with your vision, associated with your dream, associated with your goals, associated with your business, associated with that invention that you've been given, associated with that screenplay you've been given, associated with that book, whatever the project is, what is the condition of your heart. That is the pressing question on the table, the condition of your heart. And that is what we have to evaluate from moment by moment. I have to continuously check in and assess, where am I on this journey as I navigate? We may have a blueprint, a roadmap, but no one tells us the terrain that we're going to have to go through in order to get on the other side of whatever we have outlined as, now I've succeeded. Woohoo! I've done it. That finish line for you. So I want to encourage you to reignite your passion, or to fuel the flame of your passion. Reignite or fuel the flame. Assess, evaluate, locate where you are. Don't quit. Continue to persist. Continue to be steadfast. Continue to allow yourself to be anchored and unmovable despite the circumstances, because that goal that you have, that business, that dream, that vision that you have, that project that you have, it's worth it. And sometimes we have to reignite with the fuel around that that started us in motion and be reminded that it's worth it. Don't give up on it. Don't quit on it. Continue to move forward. see the very details of your success. Begin with the end in mind. Have great clarity and be specific in what you see. That being able to see things clearly, crystal clear, with great clarity is key. I want to take a brief moment to just have you to close your eyes right where you are. Take a pause. Re-engage, reconnect with your vision. Close your eyes. What do you see when you see your vision? Envision it. See the very details. What is the target? Despite the gap that you may have today, begin with the end in mind. See it. Because once you see it, once you can see those picture images of it, then you're able to continue forward and take action on it. But you have to first be able to see it. And in this process of seeing it, once you see the vision clearly, you're envisioning it from the inside out, not the outside in. The outside is going to let you down every single time. So you have to see it from the inside out, not the outside in. That is where the passion comes from. That is where your heart aligns with your vision, and your passion is released. When you can see it with great clarity, hold on to that vision. I was reminded this weekend of a vision that God gave me. And then someone sharing with me, I was reminded, hold on. Don't let go of. If you really believe that that was a gift that was given to you divinely from on high, don't lose focus of that. Hold on to that vision despite the circumstances. Because just because things have gotten tough, just because you're in a challenged spot, does not mean that that vision is not going to crystallize and manifest itself. We have to continue to fight. You know, I can share, and I often share transparently with you around the various things that I am birthing each season to the next, you know, with no money, the last wind shop, this wind shop, each of the wind shops, actually. And I remember the last wind shop, I began to question and doubt. Should I? Maybe I should pull the plug because of logic. But my fire, the passion on the inside was, no, you will not. You will continue. And it was so strong, that compelling emotion that I'm sharing with you, that despite what was happening logically, I couldn't do it. My passion, my heart would not let me do it. Because I'm committed to the vision. But what helps and fuels that commitment is my passion, my heart. Where is your heart for your vision? That's a legitimate question to ponder. Where is your heart for your vision? Again, not the muscle that's pumping blood through your veins. Your passion. Where is your passion for your vision? You know, the greatest wisdom, one of, because I learned so much from my mentors, but one of the greatest nuggets of wisdom that I've gleaned is whatever you give your attention to, that's Spirit will come and live in you, and manifest out of you as your destiny and circumstances. So whatever you lend your members to, whatever you give your focus to. So if you're giving your focus to the lack, if you're giving your focus to what you don't have, if you're giving your focus to the challenges, if you're giving your focus to the hurdles, if you're giving your focus to the mountains, the circumstances, whatever that negative issue is that you are having to face today, and you're losing sight on what you're passionate about, one or the other is going to dominate. But it's based on where you give your focus to. So make the decision today to focus on that which you are passionate. It doesn't mean that you are in denial about the stuff. Life is going to happen. You can't stop life from happening. But you don't have to give the negativity all of your focus. You don't have to give it any of your focus. You can be aware, but make the decision to say, I'm going to focus. I'm going to keep my heart aligned with my passion. And that is where I'm going to give my energy. You know, I serve my mentors not because of the monetary blessing. I serve because I'm passionate. I come each week to bring you a weekly dose of motivation and empowerment for you to be more equipped to jumpstart your week, not because of the revenue coming in, because actually it cost me to be on the air. It cost me to be able to bring Motivational Mondays to you week by week. Monetarily, it cost me energy, time, effort, preparation, marketing, all of these various things. I do it because I am passionate about my assignment. I'm passionate about the ability to have a platform to be able to support you at some level as your coach, even if that's just in you tuning in to Motivational Monday. As a full circle of my empowerment, that is one of the bases that's available. We spoke about 4 hours of power. That's another. Again, I do it because I'm passionate about my assignment. Each and everything I do it because of the passion, because of my heart. Why are you doing what you're doing? You know, I've often made mention to the fact that your why on your journey is more significant than the how. The how will unfold. But why you are doing something, why you have selected this vision, why you have these dreams, why you have these goals is far more relevant than how will you accomplish them. You know, early on I remember someone saying that they would rather have someone on their team that is passionate versus someone that is far more qualified, because they indicated they can work with one that is passionate and I can help to mold and shape and cultivate them. People are looking for individuals that are passionate. I'm consulting now on an assignment, and what wowed them was my passion. My passion for training, my passion for empowering others. And they said, wow, everybody just loves being around you. What they're saying is, wow, that energy is contagious, it's powerful. When people are around you, when people experience you associated with your vision, do they feel this powerful energy because of the strong, compelling emotion that's driving you associated with your vision, associated with your dreams, associated with your goals? Or do they encounter someone that is lacking fire? And then you're saying, well, why am I not winning favor? I don't understand why people are not getting it, because they're not feeling your passion. I don't say that to step on toes, to hurt anyone's feelings. I don't know all of who's tuned in. But what I do know is that people are attracted to, they're drawn to. Passion is contagious. And if we don't get our heart right around our vision, if we don't get our heart right around our dreams, if we don't get our heart right around our goals, we're going to fall short. We're going to quit. We're going to throw in the towel. And you may be quitting and throwing in the towel right when you're at that boiling point of success. But you gave up too soon, because you weren't willing to be transparent with you and do a heart check. Assess often, locate often where you are on your journey. Why? Because as you are developing your shape, and we have been in our series of shaping up to win, developing our shape, this aspect of developing our heart, assessing our passions and what we are passionate about is truly key. This is the time in our broadcast where we invite you, our global listening audience, to chime in and share in today's discussion. I want to encourage you and let you know and remind you that this is a safe space. Don't be scared. Let's talk. How does your heart affect your vision? How does your heart affect your vision? Join the discussion. You may have some powerful insight to share. Jump right on in. I want to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. If you're on your electronic device, you will need to dial in. You would dial in by dialing our call-in number, 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. And again, you would press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Your resident empowerment coach is in session. And if you need coaching live now, you're in a place, you're struggling, you have a question or a comment, I want to support you. That is what I am most passionate about. And so now is the time to share in today's discussion. What have we talked about so far? We've talked about the significance of understanding our heart condition, our heart being our passion for our vision, for our dreams, for our goals. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the condition of your heart. We've talked about that our passions are those strong, compelling, powerful emotions that drive us, and that the key is fueling that. Because when we fuel that, we tap into and we locate our assignment. And when we locate our assignment and we fuel those passions, as the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King said, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And so when you tap into your passion base, when you unearth, when you release and discover that, now you are able to move and govern yourself based on your assignment. And if you're not fulfilling your assignment, you're not going to feel passionate. For many, they're moving through life daily, existing, just going through, no fulfillment, because you have not tapped into your passion base. You see, your passion base will take you far beyond money. And please understand that Coach Adams is not minimizing, as I often share with you, the importance of money. But it's about having things in alignment. And yes, absolutely, money is important. No question about it. Money is important. You cannot go to your landlord. You cannot tell the mortgage holder, I'm on faith today, when they're saying, where's the check? You have to have that monetary to convert. So know that there is importance and it is significant. But I'm talking about that the driver is not money. That can't be the driver. Because when the money is in its circulation, making its way back to you, and it hasn't quite connected with you, what I'm saying to you as your coach today is that passion will continue to fuel you and keep you going until the money makes its way back in circulation and connects back with you. So know that if you're struggling financially in that area, what's going to keep you going is fueling your passions, doing what you absolutely love, doing what you have a strong, compelling emotion for. It could be the opposite, something that you hate. You've identified something that you hate, and you want to be the one to bring resolution around that, and therefore, you are extremely passionate about that. I want to remind you, our global listening audience, here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adam, that we are talking about what we are passionate about. The question that was raised at the top of the broadcast was, do you know how your heart affects your vision? Our programming is open. This is the time that we invite you to share in the discussion. Don't be shy. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting at your electronic device, your laptop, your desktop, your iPad, your tablet, whatever that may be, you do need to dial in. The call-in number is 516-453-9374. The dial-in number again is 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be scared. We're talking about your passions. We're talking about the significance of knowing your heart condition as it relates to your vision. Do you know your heart condition? Do you know your heart condition? That's a question that I'm raising. That's a question that I'm encouraging you to evaluate your heart condition today. Your heart condition being your passion. Speaking of passions, OMG, Coach Adams is so excited and passionate to remind you of 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series. Last week and this week, we were giving you little nuggets from the Shape acronyms. The first being strategies and the significance of strategies. And tonight we've been discussing on today's broadcast your heart condition. Associated with that, of course, meaning your passions is at the root, not the muscle that's pumping blood through your system, but rather those areas in life where you have a strong, compelling feeling, emotion that is so powerful that it's fueling you forward. That fire is so strong that even when you feel like you want to quit, the flame is burning so bright that you think about it, but yet you feel like, oh, I can't because of this fire. I know the money's not there, but I can't. There's just this passion, this fire on the inside. I must continue forward in this vision. That's what you want to tap into. When you tap into that, you have tapped into your life's assignment. It does not mean that there will not be obstacles and challenges along the way that you will have to work through. But it means that you will go through differently because your passion for what you've been assigned to do, your passion for your vision will continue to fuel you. Your passion for your business, your passion for your goals, your passion for living out your dreams. So I want to encourage you today to tap into and continue fuel your passions. And I was speaking about Coach Adams being passionate about a date that's fast approaching, and that date is January the 28th, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. If you have gotten anything from an hour of power, imagine, if you will, a live setting, the fire and the flame in front of you. As a matter of fact, the Peruvian root of my name, Shania, spelled S-H-O-N-N-E-I-A, it has a Peruvian root. In researching that, it means flame. And so when I stand before you, this flame, full of passion and fire, live in a four-hour setting in a beautiful environment hosted at the Courtyard by Marriott Hotel, that you are in a network, a group with others that are fighting to move to the next level and shape up personally and professionally in their vision. The networking is awesome. The vision training that you receive is phenomenal. I say this, not my words, but the words of past participants. The strategic planning that supports you in executing and moving to the next level. The coaching empowerment. All of this in a four-hour setting where you will receive empowering tools to win in your life, on your journey, and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Many have said it was amazing. It was awesome. It was phenomenal. So I want you to know that there is space, limited space still available. You don't want to miss your opportunity. 4 hours of power as a part of Coach Adams's Win Shop is offered literally twice a year, in January and in July. You don't want to miss this wonderful opportunity. For the nominal fee of what it is, that is really not a fee. It's an investment in you, in your vision, in your dreams, in your goals. You want to be there. You can register online, and advanced registration closes on this Saturday, the 21st. So you want to register by the 21st if you want to take advantage of advanced registration. You don't want to miss this phenomenal opportunity to be empowered and really get what you need for this year, 2017, as you continue to grow forward in your vision. Visit TicketRiver.com, TicketRiver.com/ Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Maybe you're not able to attend, but you would like the opportunity to be able to give the gift of empowerment to others. Sponsorship opportunities are available and much appreciated. So whatever role you want to engage in, know that it is available for you. And I'm looking forward to sharing this impactful and dynamic time. I want you to know that next week we're going to pick up things in our Shape series as we each week desire to give you nuggets and gems and tools that will support you on your journey. If you're not already a member of the Coach Adams Network, I want to encourage you to visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I want you to know that we truly appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays, and we want to continue this discussion with you beyond our broadcast. A way in which we can do that is through social media, and we've set up and established a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group that you can interact, engage with other listeners. You can ask a question. Maybe you were too shy to interact live, and I do want you to know we do have a couple of minutes left, so it's not too late for you to press 1, ask a question, make a comment. Before our broadcast today comes to a close, encourage you to interact. Are you taking anything away from today's broadcast? Have you gotten any benefit from this investment of time, this hour of power that you have shared? In anything that I do, I desire to give value and bring value to the lives of others. So it would be great to hear from you. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, as we were saying, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays open forum. It's a group, an open group. Maybe you're feeling shy about interacting. You can leave a comment, ask a question. Maybe, just maybe, you have a great show idea or a guest or a topic that you feel other listeners would benefit from. Want to hear from you. We have some great shows ahead, and in the midst of all of that, of course, every other show, February on, we have in-studio guests joining us. Our first in-studio guest in February will be Pastor Torian and Nova Scott talking about the power of two. We've had both Pastor Torian Scott, author, pastor, businessman on the show. We've had Nova Scott on the show, and she, of course, launched her line of fashions that are absolutely beautiful. DC Nova Marie, gorgeous. Visit her website. They will be joining us. They are a couple that will be joining us doing a first together interview right here on Inspired Media for You. February the, let me just reconnect with that date so I can tell you so you can mark the calendar, February the 6th. So we'll pick up with our guests sharing with us in the virtual boardroom and continue in our Shape Up series and preparing for our Shape Up Live Wind Shop, 4 Hours of Power. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in and for sharing a little snapshot of your day on this Motivational Monday, this Martin Luther King Day, this MLK Day, as we celebrate the life and legacy of a great man. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. I am Coach Adams, signing off for now, one who inspires, coach, and you win.